What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Podcast. I'm your host, James. This is episode 80. Today's episode is a little fun one. Something I came up with the other day. Kind of mixed it up and tried to make something out of a topic. Hopefully it came out right, but today we're talking about us, our anime journeys, the glow up or the spiral, depending on how you look at it. This episode is basically the anime pipeline, because whether you started with Attack on Titan, Naruto, Spirited Away, there's a path we all started walking on this anime journey. And at first, you know, it's all sunshine and shonen, but then the descent begins. So in this episode, I'm gonna walk you through four stages of the anime fan pipeline. Now bear with me, I hope this comes out right, but we're gonna try. But number one, the casual phase. Number two, the deep dive. Number three, the full otaku era. And four, burnout or enlightenment. When we get there, you'll understand. So let's see how far down the rabbit hole you've gone as an anime fan. No check-ins or nothing. We're just gonna get straight to the episode. Maybe you check in after the main topic, but we'll see. Nothing really been happening in my life recently. I've gotten things figured out, so let's get to it. Stage one, the casual phase, and this is where it all begins. And if you might be in this casual phase, if you're only seeing the mainstream stuff, quote unquote, you don't know what sub versus dub discourse is, you still call anime cartoons by accident. And these common entry points for this casual phase, we all start somewhere. So Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, the four kids era, we had all our Saturday morning starter packs. And then we transition into Toonami, Naruto, DBZ, One Piece, Cowboy Bebop, all the shonen that came on Toonami at that time. You caught a few episodes after school and were instantly hooked. Or Studio Ghibli films. Maybe your cousin, maybe even a parent shows you Spirited Away or you stumbled upon My Neighbor Totoro. Or Netflix anime that they put mainstream stuff on, like Death Note, Attack on Titan, Seven Deadly Sins. These are the big names that get recommended over and over again. I kind of don't recommend these as much anymore, especially Seven Deadly Sins. Attack on Titan, Death Note, maybe here and there, but you gotta look at who you're recommending these things to, because sometimes you might start them down a bad path with anime. And in this phase, everything feels huge. You don't know who's overpowered or underrated. You don't care about filler. You just love that anime hits different. Now, everyone's been in this casual phase. You might still be in this casual phase. If this is you, I get it. This is a good place to be. Because when I was in this casual phase, I was running through shows. I watched Naruto Shippuden in a matter of 2 weeks. Ran through it. I skipped the filler, though, because someone told me that there was filler. So I ran through that within 2 weeks. And then from Naruto, I went to... It's funny because I followed this list. I went to Death Note, ran through Death Note, Seven Deadly Sins, Attack on Titan, and then Hunter x Hunter, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. What else was I watching at that point when I first got back into anime? Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo. I'm trying to think of what other shonen there is that I stumbled upon that I was watching. You know what? I could just go to my mail real quick and just go to my last entry. Well, not my last, the entry from years ago. So let's do that real quick before I move on. Let's see. Oh, mal is gonna be a thing that's gonna play into this as well, so bear with me one second. Let me get to the bottom of my mal, see what shows I was watching, so y'all can get an idea of what was going on in James's life. What is this, 2015? It gotta be 2017, 2018 maybe. We'll see. Which is crazy, because I was big on Gundam Wing, Pokemon, and DBZ, and I kind of just fell off. Okay, so Shippuden. Another thing is funny. I watched Naruto Shippuden before I watched the OG Naruto. Don't judge me. It's just how I watched it for some reason. And then, okay, here comes the descent. Just Attack on Titan, Hunter x Hunter. Oh, I don't know why my third anime was Kill la Kill. What that was, Danmachi. Where was I? I was all over the place. Killing Bites, Finland Saga, Goblin Slayer, SAO, SEO Season 2, No Game No Life, Magi, season 1 and 2, and then Seven Deadly Sins, all those seasons. Cells at Work, Brotherhood, Angel Beats, Mob Psycho, Evangelion. What is going on with, I don't know what I was watching, how I was watching all these, but I don't know if somebody recommended me these or I was just turning stuff on. And then I got to Kaguya-sama, High School of the Dead. My list don't make any sense, but kind of just as a casual fan. But these are basically not my entries, but the entries that I said before: Naruto, DBZ, One Piece, Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, basically your common entry points. I want to say maybe now to Brotherhood. I feel like that's been recommended a lot more to get you introduced to anime. People aren't doing Naruto as much anymore just because of how long it is. And I know My Hero was a good one as well, but now that My Hero has like 8 seasons, I feel like people don't recommend it as much just because it's super long. And you don't want to recommend a long-going series to someone that's barely getting into it. But a 12-episoder, 24-episoder, I think is a good starting point. But that's really just, you just got to gauge who you're recommending these shows to. Anyway, moving on to stage 2. This is where the deep dive happens. This is where things get interesting. You've not chosen anime as a hobby. You're going beyond what the algorithm shows you. Since you've entered the deep dive phases, you're asking yourself, what should I watch next on Reddit? Or just on just any type of anime forum. You Google top 10 anime of all time at least once. You started noticing animation quality and opening themes. You know what slice of life is, and you might even like it. It's not so bad anymore. What you're watching now, and this one, I feel like it's more on the other side of casual now, maybe, but I'll let y'all decide that. You're watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood because someone always recommended it to you. You're Lying April, Toradora, Erase, Anohana. You might even dip into some older stuff, Trigun, Cowboy Bebop, Inuyasha. What changes during this phase? You learn about Mal, Annihilus, or Kitsu. You start organizing your watch list. You might even rate stuff now. You realize some anime fans are intense. The fandom can be a lot. You also start noticing tropes and seeing patterns. Oh, this childhood friend who's gonna lose? That's the cold girl with a tragic past? That's the guy who gets stronger every arc? This is the phase where you're probably falling in love with the medium. You might even cry over an anime for the first time. This phase is crazy because why are you calling me out like that? I didn't write these notes, but still, it's funny because I was at that point where I was Googling and looking things up all the time. And the top 10 anime of all time, Google is crazy work because I know I've done that. I've always done that. And animation quality and opening themes, insane, because when you get to that point, you like something just clicks in your head. You're like, you know what? I never noticed how crazy this animation scene for this animated scene for, you know, Toradora is. Just crazy work. And then you start listening to the opening themes and stuff, and you're like, oh, this is a bop. Have I not listened to these before? The slice of life one that is crazy also, because I was not going into the slice of life stuff until I was at least 50 shows in at least. Now with my Mal, what I just read, they might be out of order because I at this point I was barely discovering Mal, so stuff might just be added in there, because the ones that I've added in there is like the Dragon Ball Z was after Naruto and Dragon Ball, but I had watched those years prior before I got back into anime and stuff. So the slice of life stuff that I started watching, Kaguya-sama for sure. And then, I forgot to mention my other big shonen that I was watching in my first phase, Fairy Tail. I'm a huge fan of Fairy Tail. I fucking love Fairy Tail. Don't know why. It's a long series and it's powered by friendship and all the works, but I still love that show. This is the show that really locks me into slice of life stuff. Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. I watched that show and it has some sci-fi elements, so it's probably what made it a little bit better for me. But Man, I loved the show when it first came out. Well, when I first watched it, I'm not there when it first came out, but show slapped for me. And then I moved into, what's my next one? Oh yeah, Toradora is there. Watch that. Michiko Hatchet. I don't know if that counts as a slice of life, but it might be, yeah, action adventure. But I mean, they don't do a lot either. So, and then I was watching stuff like Restaurant to Another World, slice of life type of isekai. And then the one that really put it over for me, Golden Time. I absolutely love this show. And when I first watched this, I'm not gonna spoil it, but the twist at the end caught me off guard. I was so just thrown off by that. Now speaking about it, I might have to rewatch this show. But yeah, Golden Time really put it over for me for slice of life, and man, I have not looked back. But I listed on here, and I listened to it because everyone's watched this besides me, because I haven't got some. You're Lying April and Anohana, I heard great things about these shows, but just never, I don't know, just haven't dipped into it. It's just not trying to say it's not for me, but it just hasn't interested me. Every time I look at them, I'm like, nah, I'll get to it when I get to it, and it hasn't been yet. So, and the Mao, Annihilus, and Kitsu. Around this time is really when I started stumbling upon all of this, and I was like, oh, you can put all your shows on a list, you can rate them too. Yeah, let me get into that. And I started putting all my shows on Mao, and then later down the line, I think it was a podcast or something that mentioned Annihilus. Can't remember which pod it was, or I shout them out, but they talk about Annihilus. Like, what's Annihilus? And I looked it up, downloaded that as well, started putting stuff on there. I was like, I don't need to apps to list anime, because it's just gonna be the same shows on each one. So I just decided on one. I still have my annual list, but I just don't really update it. And Kitsu, I recently just found out about, maybe last December or something. Did not know what that was until somebody had mentioned it to me on Twitter, and I was like, what is that? But anyway, and at this point you do start noticing these tropes, and you're just like, does every anime do this? And kind of, but sometimes they change up the formula a little bit, but you can see the remnants of the, you know, the hero is always gonna win, or the classic will they won't they, and all the other stuff that they do in some of these shows. But anyway, stage 3, the full otaku era. Now you're deep. You're no longer watching anime. You're living it. Signs you're in this stage. You got a Crunchyroll or High Dive subscription, and you use it daily, or you have both. You're selling high seas for shows that are not on these streaming platforms. You're watching seasonal anime. You know when the seasons start. You've argued about power scaling at least once. You refer to characters by their Japanese name. You bought a figure or 10. What you're watching at this point, obscure or niche stuff. Ping Pong the Animation, Made in Abyss, Monogatari, Girls Last Tour, seasonal hits you're watching, Oshinoko, JJK, Frieren, Bocchi the Rock. You dipped into genres you didn't even expect to like. Idol anime, mecha, yaoi, just random stuff. You're just dipping into everything. These habits are, you know the release schedule for airing episodes. You wake up for simulcast. You have a mouse score and aesthetic opinion on how it should be weighed. You've been to or want to go to an anime con. You develop strong opinions on things like, is Chainsaw Man overhyped? Why do anime studios keep rushing endings? Why won't insert series here get a second season? You might even start recognizing studios and directors. You know when something is a map of production, you follow people like Masaki Yuasa or Kinehiko Ikuhara. You become that friend people ask for anime recs, and your recs are now too much for beginners. And yeah, you are full on into this. Now, I think I'm like a borderline stage 3 to stage 4. Well, you'll see when I get to stage 4, because my friends all come for me for anime recs all the time. Or they'll send me something, for example, like the Demon Slayer movie. My buddy will send this to me. He's like, are these coming out this year or when are they coming out? And I have to tell them the date and stuff. And then I have to tell them as well. It's like they're not simultaneously. It's going to be one movie and then 2 years, another movie and so forth and so on. And they're always just, you know, what's a good show to start or what's a good show to watch? And now I just gauged on what they like, not just what they watch, like live action shows, just as I kind of gauge them as the person and just how I know them. I'm like, well, they really like things like this, so maybe Bochy the Rock could be a show for them to start with and everything. I just really gauge it off on just our friendship and just how they really are as people and everything. And that's why I do the first three. Shout out to that little segment that I do. And that will be continuing on later on. I have some guests lined up for that. Some more of my friends to really just make them watch some anime because they need to. But the mouse score, I really don't really care about my mouse score. I just rate stuff on what I like and what I don't like is whatever. But there's people that really take mouse score to heart. And you really can't gauge from what mouse says because people will rate things to hell if they don't like it or if they just want to be trolls. For example, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, what show was it? It was a show a few years ago and it got the number one anime of all time, and these Full Metal Alchemist fans were going in there and rating Full Metal to go back to number one and down rating the other show so it would drop out of the number one. Now it's free rent, but I don't see them mad about that. And you do have these type of questions like, is Chainsaw Man overhyped? Why do studios keep rushing anime endings? My questions are, so why people keep hyping up Solo Leveling that gets the best thing since sliced bread? That's my question. And I love Solo Leveling, but the way people hype it is insane. It was the same thing for My Hero at the time and JJK, but anime fans are just insane at times. I'm one of them, but at a point I just kind of let things go, and that's what stage four, I'm gonna explain that here in a second. And you do start noticing different studios and how they do their work and everything with different shows. MAPPA is a great example because you notice when MAPPA's doing a show because they'll put everything they can into the production and the animation and stuff. Or some, like Studio Bones or Trigger, you'll know when it's a Trigger anime. You'll see it. You'll see when it's a Kyoto anime, Toei. What is the other? Who does Demon Slayer? I forgot. Ufotable. When you see Demon Slayer, oh yeah, that's Ufotable for sure. For sure. And you do start noticing directors. Like my favorite director is Watanabe. And I just like all his original stuff that he's done. And I don't know. I don't know if that says a lot about me as an anime fan or not, but anyway, and as a fan of Watanabe, he could have kept Lazarus in the tuck, but that's just me anyway. And anime cons, yes, people just start, you know what, I would love to go to anime con, I'd love to do this, I would love to do that, and that's cool. I mean, anime cons are cool and they're really enjoyable because you're surrounded by people that are like-minded as you and love this stuff as much as you do. Sometimes might love it a little bit more and a little bit too much into it, but that's okay. If that's what you want to do, it is what it is. But this stage right here, stage three, I think that's where a lot of people are at this point in their, I guess, anime career, you would call it, because just, I know multiple people have to have a Crunchyroll account and High Dive. I actually have both of them. Just because High Dive has different stuff than what Crunchyroll has. And then it's kind of hard to get away from anime because it's everywhere. You have it on Prime, you have it on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. I even have it on Peacock. What? HBO. It's everywhere. So, I mean, if you want more anime, like Crunchyroll is where it's at, unfortunately, because they've just monopolized all of it. But if you don't see shows that you want to watch, like older shows is hard to find, so you might have to sell the seven seas to find those shows. I do that a lot if I want to watch something older. And really just, I don't know if that's really count for a stage three because, like I said, anime is everywhere now, so it's kind of hard to get away from it if you're trying to get away from it. But I would say having a Crunchyroll and a High Dive is kind of putting you in this category, which I do. I need both of those for every show that we coming out, because High Dive puts out a little bit different stuff than Crunchyroll, which is more, I want to say, it's more niche and obscure sometimes. And they put on a lot of different isekais that don't go to Crunchyroll as well. Like Oshinoko, I don't think it's even on Crunchyroll. It wasn't for a time. It might be now, because that was only on High Dive. So I had to get High Dive for that. What else did I have High Dive for? The Eminence and Shadow, I think it's on Hulu now, but it was on High Dive for, exclusively High Dive for the longest time. Call of the Night is High Dive. Oh, Sword of the Demon Hunter, High Dive. I'm trying to see what else is on High Dive. That's not on other ones. Danmachi. When I say Danmachi, it's around to pick up girls in a dungeon. I don't know if y'all know that or not, but just if you don't know, I think that's exclusively High Dive. It might be Crunchyroll. But just a lot of Ragnar Crimson, I think that's on Hulu now. Oh, Your Boy Kong Me. Yeah, that's only on High Dive. Wait, they got a Your Boy Kong Me movie? It might be a compilation film. But they have a lot of different stuff that doesn't usually go on Netflix and everything, which is cool. That's why I like to have it. The way it runs, though, is terrible. I wish they would fix it a little bit, because it is tough to navigate High Dive. And Crunchyroll has its faults, too. Don't get me wrong. And I use Crunchyroll a lot, but both of these need to fix it up a little bit just so it's more user-friendly, because sometimes it's a struggle trying to get a show to load up. But anywho, moving on. Stage 4, burnout or enlightenment. Eventually, you hit a wall. Anime burnout symptoms. You drop multiple shows in a row. You feel like everything's just repeating the same formula. You can't finish anything longer than 12 episodes. You're low-key tired of the fandom drama. But here's a twist. Not everyone burns out the same way. Some fans pivot, some evolve, and some become selective. This is the enlightenment phase. Signs of enlightenment. You watch what you want, not just what's trending. You can rewatch favorites and still find new meaning in them. You start appreciating anime as art, not just entertainment. You give underrated gems a chance. You take breaks without guilt. You stop caring about mal scores or what people think of your faves. You don't need to defend yourself for liking Slice of Life or skipping the quote-unquote anime of the season. You've gone from fan to connoisseur, and that's the real final form. Now, I'm definitely stage 4, because I be taking the longest breaks from anime sometimes because I just don't feel it. I still watch shows that are longer than 12 episodes though. Like Nana, I watched last year, and that's like 50 something episodes. What else have I watched that was long running? I guess Apothecary Diaries is 24 episodes, but I haven't watched a long form shonen in a long time just because, and this is a stage 4, just I'm not that big into shonen as much anymore, and that's okay. I mean, it is what it is. I still love Naruto for what it was, Bleach, One Piece. I need to catch up on One Piece, to be honest, but I'm more just, I watch just fucking dumb shit, and y'all hear this from me all the time. I watch a lot of just random isekais every season, and again, that's okay. If that's what I want to watch, this is what I want to watch. I don't keep up with the hype of shows and seasons. I'll tell y'all what's hot and what's coming out in spring, summer, fall, winter, but I might not always watch them. Like, it took me forever to watch Apothecary Diaries when it first came out. I didn't watch it until last year. Wait, not that last year, this year, January, or whenever it was when I was telling y'all about it, and people were hyping that up, but I just didn't want to watch it for a long time. Solo Leveling, when it first came out, I had already read it, so I was like, I'm cool, I'll wait, I'll watch it when I watch it. And then I watched it, and I'm, because people were hyping it like crazy, I'm just, I gotta see why it's so hype, because from what I read, it was good, but the way people will talk about it, it's the new Attack on Titan, which it isn't, but hey, more power to y'all. And the fandom dramas, I fully do not engage in any of that. The My Hero fans, y'all can stay over there and I'll stay over here, and me not liking My Hero, and y'all can talk all y'all want about it, I don't care. Just the drama with anime fandoms is insane. The JJK fans, the My Hero fans, Solo Leveling shooters, it's insane. If you watch anime long enough and you're on social media long enough to see how these fandoms are, you start to realize, you're like, you know what, I really do not want to talk to y'all because y'all are crazy. And sometimes you'll find a pocket of people that is just cool and they're not insane like some of these other fans. Shout out the Anime Brothers Podcast Discord. They're cool people in there. Go join that Discord. But Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, these people are insane. Facebook even, like these Facebook groups, they're insane. These people are crazy. Like they I wish y'all could see like some of these groups that I'm in, just because I thought it'd be cool to, you know, interact. This was years ago. I've just stayed in those groups. I was like, you know, it'd be cool to like talk to some more people about anime. And then I see people be just acting insane in these groups, and I'm like, you know what, I don't want to talk to y'all anymore. I'm okay. And I'm about to read a post, because these people are crazy. There it is. Because man, it's just, and it's always people trying to just shit on somebody else as well. If somebody asks, I finished Attack on Titan, Death Note, or something, yada yada, what is something else that would be like in this type of genre that would like, oh, you like Death Note and Attack on Titan? No taste. Like, bro, that's not what he's asking. He's asking for another show. He didn't ask for your opinion on what he watched. Just give him something, and then it just comments just talking, just shitting on people and their taste. It's like, yeah, I don't want to engage with that. What is wrong with you? But it's, I don't know, it's just crazy. But now I can't find that freaking post now either. These people are just say in here all the time, and that's why I've lost it already. Oh, the main one, when Solo Leveling won the anime award, these Solo Leveling shooters were in these group chats talking about all your favorite compared to Solo Leveling. They take these Crunchyroll awards to heart, and it's just hilarious to me. But maybe next time I'll find this post that I was trying to tell y'all about, because now it's gone. I should have screenshot it earlier. But yeah, I'm definitely stage four. I'm in the enlightenment stage for sure, because I just watch what I want to watch. Like I told y'all the other day, I started rewatching Nana just because, and I just recently, just in this episode, I said, I'm gonna rewatch Golden Time. Oh, Golden Time, I think, is only on High Dive, now that I'm thinking about it. See, I have High Dive for a reason, if I remember correctly. Oh, I was about to put High Dive in there. Yep, it's on High Dive, and it's not on Crunchyroll. Oh, another one that I forgot to mention in stage three is Retro. What is it? App called Retro Crush. Now that interface too is garbage, but I like going on there and see what old stuff that they have on there and stuff. But it's super terrible to try to manage and navigate on that app. It's insane, but I have it there just to look at stuff. Yeah, Golden Time is not on Crunchyroll. And see, this is what I'm talking about. Crunchyroll doesn't always have the hits, but they do have a lot of stuff. And giving underrated gems a chance, that's me to a T. I will throw on something that just the if the title is even good, I'll just throw it on and see what's up. What did I start the other day? Something random. The Legend of Black Heaven. Don't know what it was, but the thumbnail looked dope. So I was like, you know what, let's start that. And this from like 1999 or something like that. So far so good. It's pretty interesting. We'll see if I finish it. But sometimes you just see something like, you know what, let's do that. Do that. Because right now everyone's talking about, I don't even know how to say this title, Gachiakuta. And I'm sure it's good, but it's probably going to be ones that I wait on. Everyone's talking about Donadon, but it'll probably be another one that I wait on to binge. Lord of Mysteries. I don't know what the hell this is going to I feel like I had to go do a research just to figure out what the fuck going on in the show. Animation is dope, but what the hell was that first episode? Because I was so confused with everything they were throwing at me. I had to just really sit down and contemplate and really rewatch and just see. Because I mean, they shoved so much into it at once, but that's beside the point. It's probably gonna be another one that I binge later on down the line. Oh, another one that I'm rewatching is Rent a Girlfriend. See, just the old hits I like to go back to a lot. Now, does that make me a connoisseur? I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur of anime, because I watch a lot of isekai. So is that really connoisseur-ish? I don't think so. That's just That's just me. And there might be other people that love Isekai, but from what I see all the time, people are sick and tired of Isekai. Not me. I just keep turning them out, and I will be there front and center. Bonus segment. I want to know, where are you on the pipeline? What stage are you in? What pushed you down the rabbit hole? Like, what anime made you say, okay, I'm fully in now? And again, you always, you can send it to me on Twitter, or not Twitter, excuse me, TikTok, Instagram, the email, TikTok and Instagram, Anime Corner Pod, email theanimecornerpodcast@gmail.com. I really want to know what sent you down the rabbit hole and what stage you're on. Because we're all on different stages, I'm sure. People are always, like my friends, most of my 99% of my friends are on stage one still, and that's fine as long as they're watching stuff, and I'll throw shows at them all the time. I have one of my good friends, Greg. All he watches is Hell's Paradise. He's watched Hell's Paradise at least 5 times already in the past year. That's how much he loves that show. But the one thing that I am proud of is I've gotten all my friends to watch Attack on Titan and love it. So that's one thing that, if we're going to be friends still, they all had to watch Attack on Titan. So I'm glad I got them to do that. But most of them, yeah, just shonen stuff, and really, that's fine. I'm cool with it as long as they watch something. And they'll ask me for recommendations and everything. And I try to broaden their horizons and get them something outside of their box. But sometimes it doesn't always hit, because where's the hands? Where's this and that? And that's okay. I don't really care. It's just funny because, like, they'll ask me what I'm watching or whatever. Because we'll talk about movies and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, watching this anime, and it's an isekai or something. Like, oh, what's that about? And I'm like, oh, well, this dude dies and he becomes a vending machine in another world. Imagine trying to explain that to your normie friends. I go through this on a daily basis, and the looks they give me are insane. But they don't care. They still mess with me. They're still my friends. But it's just, the way they look at me, like, what the fuck are you be watching? Or that, or K-dramas. They're like, dude, do you watch anything that's like American or stuff that we watching? Because they're watching Love Island and Paradise, and what did he start the other day? I forgot what the other show was. But regardless, I'm like, you know what, I'll get to those shows when I get to those shows. It's just not what I want to watch right now. I'm so particular on what I want to watch at times, and when I fall off an anime, I have to binge a long form live action show or something. Like the last time I stopped watching anime for a little bit, I watched all 4 seasons of Yellow Jackets, and I caught up to that. I probably would have kept watching it, but you know, season 4 ended, and I've got to wait for season 5 to come out. I don't know when that's coming out, and that just happens to me sometimes. And now I've been just binging K-dramas, and now I'm about to take a break off of that too. I think I watch things to a burnout all the time, and then I just transition into one of the other things that I watch a lot. So now I've been starting a whole bunch of just random anime and getting back into that space. Like Lord of Mysteries, like I said, Black Heaven. Was that what it was called? Legend of Black Heaven, yeah. And going from there and everything. But anywho, that's all I got for y'all today. Do I have anything going on? Like I always say, I got runs coming up. So trying to be prepared for my 5Ks, half marathons and stuff. I think I have one next week on the 19th, and then I have another 10K or 5K on the 26th, and then leading up to my half marathon in September. I'm really trying to run 3 half marathons this year, but it might just be 2. I wish there was more half marathons around me, but I have to go out of town to find some, which is cool. I like traveling, but I don't like to just go run and then just come home and just die on the floor. But it is what it is. Oh, that's what I forgot to mention. My birthday was last week on Wednesday, July 2nd. And my, because I was dealing, you know, if y'all remember, I was dealing with car things and everything. And before that, I was contemplating on buying 3-day pass to Anime Frontier in December. But then car things happened. I kind of forgot about it. And I was like, not even thinking about it anymore. And then on my birthday, my girl, she got me a birthday gift. Tell me why she bought me a ticket to Anime Frontier for December. I don't know how we're gonna do it or how we're gonna get to Anime Frontier, because I don't have a plan yet. But in December, if you live in the Dallas Fort Worth area, catch me at Anime Frontier, because that's, I'm gonna be there one way or another. But shout out to my girl Jessica, because I appreciate that, because I completely forgot about, because I had so much stress thinking about how I was gonna get another car and everything. But anyway, again, this is it for this episode. I hope y'all enjoy this little breakdown that I have of us as anime fans. Again, let me know what phase you in, where you're at. I'm sure a lot of you are probably stage 3, stage 4. I'm assuming things, but I want to say, if you listen to this anime podcast, that's one I should have threw in here. If you listen to anime podcasts, you're definitely in stage 3 or 4. For sure. For sure. Maybe borderline stage 2 to stage 3, but you're there. You're right there. Like, share on all the platforms, Apple, Spotify. Keep sharing the pod so we can keep growing as this little anime community, and it, you know, puts me out there to more people and brings in more people to listen to me just yap away on random topics like this. But anyway, until then, stay hydrated. You watch your favorite comfort show. Remember, every otaku was once a confused kid wondering why the show they liked has subtitles. Catch y'all next time. Peace.